Maran in Choshen Mishpat, Siman Resh Bet, Halakha Aleph talks about a certain kinyan called a kinyan halipin, which we would call a transaction of bartering, which means if a person, for example, has a diamond necklace, he wants to trade it with somebody that has a gold bracelet. So he goes to the fellow and says, I'll give you my diamond, and you give me the gold bracelet. So the halakha says, once, for example, Reuven gives over the diamond, so at that point, he owns the gold bracelet no matter where it is, even if it is still in Shimon's possession. Once already Shimon gets the diamond, so the gold bracelet is transferred in ownership to Reuven. Nafkamina, let's say that night, not out of negligence, but Shimon was broken into and they stole the diamond, and they stole the gold. So then halakha says he loses, because since it's considered that the transfer took place already, so therefore he does not have to compensate. So again, in the case where Reuven and Shimon made a transaction, Reuven's giving the diamond, Shimon's giving the gold, once Reuven gives over the diamond, it's already he owns the gold. And therefore, even if it gets stolen that night by in Shimon's house, again, without negligence, it's considered Reuven's loss. That's the way barters work. So the question is, do barters work when it comes to cash transaction? Case like this. Reuven comes along and says, I'm going to give you my diamond. Shimon says, fine, and I'm going to give you the $10,000 in cash that's lying in my safe deposit box. So Reuven gives over the diamond to Shimon. So the question is the money at that point transferred? Maran holds in the halakha, no. And therefore, in the event, let's say something happened to the safe deposit box, the bank burnt down, the money was lost, so therefore that loss is considered Shimon's loss. The money is not transferred. So when we say the system of bartering, it's only by goods, it is not by money. So another halakha that Maran writes in the beginning of Siman Resh Aleph, in Choshen Mishpat Sif Aleph and Bet, the question is asked, although we have a certain set of rules how transactions are made, but let's say there's a certain custom, a certain practice that deals are consummated by a handshake. Is that considered binding? Maran says that if that is the custom of the Medina to consummate a deal on a handshake, so that's considered binding. No sides could back out, and therefore it's considered as if there was like a contract. For example, in the diamond business, it was customary, maybe it is still today, that they would finalize deals with a handshake, and they would say mazel and a bracha. And that already would be considered as if it's a done deal. That is a common practice that's accepted in the industry. Therefore, that is considered binding. So the question would be, let's say somebody bought his car that way. Went to buy a car, it's a used car. So the guy comes along and says, okay, you like it? He checks it out, he says, shakes hands, mazel and bracha. That night, before he took possession, the car got stolen or something happened to it. So the guy comes back and says, the owner of the car says, listen, I sold it to you yesterday. We shook hands, we said mazel and bracha. That's the way they do it in the diamond district. But that's not the way they do it in cars. And therefore, just because it's the industry standard in diamonds, we don't say that anytime somebody shakes their hand and says mazel and bracha, that automatically is considered a transfer of ownership and it's a sale. Therefore, each industry has its own ways of transacting. So if it is the minhag of the Medina, then it is binding, but only in that specific area. It does not mean in all areas that these type of things are going to be binding.
These halachot come from Dayan Shlomo Kohen Sefer Pure Money, Volume 1, pages 72 and 73.